Hey, Julia, welcome to Mindset Matters, the series on helping families, kids, students, teachers, everyone in the Puyallup district, you know, tools to be the best version of themselves, to look at wellness and make wellness normal. So maybe as a counselor at Meeker, what issues are you actually seeing there?
It's a tough time for a lot of kids and families. COVID has kind of created a lot of issues for kids to feel like they're not overwhelmed and they're worried about how they're doing in school. Some of them are having trouble with being on time to class or even in class. And families are just having a hard time balancing it all. So what we're seeing in Meeker is mainly just trying to help families deal with the pandemic and cope with what's going on in their lives. We've had some unemployment and some families losing housing. So just basic needs we're trying to meet and definitely connect families back to the school so they feel like they have a bridge between the school and home so that families don't feel alone in this struggle. And so the school feels like we have a way to connect back with the kids and see what kids need.
Yeah. And in this series, Mindset Matters, you know, I'm married, we're father of five. As a parent, any tips there?
Well, I am a dog parent. I only have two dogs, but,
Or what you're seeing with, you know, you're working with kids, maybe parents, if you were to, you know, educate parents on this stuff, you know?
Sure. So we're seeing a lot of parents, about 40% of parents are feeling overwhelmed. According to a new study by the CDC, we're seeing a lot of higher risk in substance abuse, and we're seeing a lot of mental health crises in this country right now. Kids in themselves are having trouble sleeping and not being worried about financial situations for their families and just feeling really overwhelmed in general. So what we're kind of helping to do is I do a lot of check-ins at home. I go to the kids' houses and just say hello and see what's going on. We do a lot of mindfulness and working on breathing techniques. I teach kids about yoga and how they can use yoga to help each other and help their parents. Some of our kids are home with grandparents, and so yoga is a great way for a grandparent to interact with a kid because it's not a high-impact activity. And mainly, we're just seeing kids that are struggling to feel engaged and feel supported by their own families and what's going on at home. So a lot of that means that counselors like me are just checking in on kids on the daily and going to homes if we need to. Helping with the holidays, helping with just basic needs like food and rent and all that stuff.
Can you give us some education on mindfulness? So I do like yoga, I do like mindfulness, but some people, they're like, what is that? I've heard it before, I don't know how to do it. So do I just breathe and that's all I do? So if you were to give us some tips on that.
Yeah, definitely. So there's actually a lot of YouTube videos I send to kids that are really interactive for mindfulness. Mindfulness is kind of more of a mindset. It's kind of an idea of helping people kind of recenter themselves when they're feeling overwhelmed. We're seeing a lot of stress happening in their communities and as well in our houses. So mindfulness is the idea that you kind of recenter and refocus and use your breath as that tool to really find your inner peace and inner connection back to what your priorities are. So that can look like, you know, just taking deep breaths. I have a breathing ball. I use it to show them kind of what a deep breath really looks like. And also there's a bunch of different videos and tools out there to teach kids how to really connect back to how they're feeling and really recognize those feelings so that they can say what's going on in their head. So we use colors for that, and we use different tools that really help kids feel more connected back to really what's going on so they can express how they're doing. That's one thing that kids have struggled with, and which makes sense if you're not taught what that looks like, then you don't know how to say it. So parents can really help by just encouraging kids to talk about their color. A lot of our kids know what colors are. So, you know, if they're in the green zone or the red zone or they're yellow zone or blue, it just depends on how they're feeling that day and how can we connect kids back to that. So,
and maybe break down that what you're talking about. Mindfulness is being self-aware and having systems to connect. Hey, I'm in the present moment, or I'm not in the present moment. Let's recognize some thoughts and gently come back to the present moment. And your breath is always present, you know, sight, sound, feeling. But those colors, maybe for students or parents who don't go to Meeker.
Sure, can you
give us that? What those
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So the red zone is kind of a kid that's at a peak of anger, feeling really overwhelmed. They can feel really just angry or stressed out or just at a point where they're at the red. So if you think of red things, you think of things on fire or things that are just hot. That's what we kind of think of for kids in the red. Blue can be kids that are just having a really tough time. They're worried. They're feeling really sad. There's been a family situation that's caused them some grief or sadness. So we kind of associate blue with more of that side of the coin. And yellow, it's kind of, some people and my peers may describe it as manic, but it's more of the idea of just kind of not feeling in your element, feeling kind of at a peak or something, but not really sure kind of where you're at. It can just be like, oh, really happy. You're just at a really high level. And you need help getting back down to the green is what we call it. So green is kind of your level side. Everything's good. Life is on point, stuff like that.
Well, that's good that you can label those colors, you know, for self-awareness, for parents, for kids, for educators, and kind of like, hey, where am I at right now?
Yeah.
And am I manic? Am I like super high strung energy? Do I need to kind of dial it back and get to that green? Am I feeling really sad? You know, am I worrying about, you know, the future and, or replaying mistakes, or am I really upset and frustrated? That would be red, you know? So I think it's good to have a labeling system to be self-aware. And I think, again, for people listening to this, this content, I think just that self-awareness and understanding that, you know, what has happened doesn't have to show itself in the moment or in the future moments. If you can take a step back to reframe, reset, take a breath, use self-talk, have like a reset word, a reset routine, we call it to press the reset button.
Yeah.
And I think as a counselor, once you say just asking for help, I mean, just having people that you trust and knowing that, you know, no one is immune to doubt, worry, fear, stress.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what are the best channels we can utilize as students and parents to ask for that help?
Well, for parents, definitely it's about encouraging support for your kids. It's about making sure that your kids feel like they can come to you if there's an issue or they're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, and having those type of kind words when your child is feeling at a level where they can't really express themselves. It's the idea that you kind of say, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. I support you. And where are you at right now? What can we do to help you? A lot of kids are having anxiety issues right now. And so the idea that we don't make it worse by kind of over-exaggerating how they're feeling, but just kind of ask them where they're at and then recognize that and acknowledge it and then give them tools and options to get out of that situation. So usually anxiety is tied to fight or flight. And so it's the idea that either they can fight that situation that's bugging them or run away from it. And what we're seeing right now is that evolutionary-wise, we didn't really need to fight anymore. There's no big animal that we're trying to get away from. But the big animal is whatever fear it is that the child's facing. So it could be they don't want to be on screen on Zoom because they're afraid their teacher won't like their outfit. Or it could be something more intense, like their friends are picking on them through a different channel of Minecraft or Fortnite or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So we just need to kind of encourage our kids to be willing to come share with us. And if they're not willing to do that, there's staff here at school that can help them. There's resources in the community that can help. And families just need to be willing to reach out and ask for help if they need it. And kids need to be able to tell their parents when they're having a struggle and need to talk about something.
That's it. And what about screen time? And I think, well, you're dealing with kids in grade school, elementary, but, you know, phones is probably one of the biggest issues right now with our health, for our emotional, mental health. Any tips or any data that you have there?
Screen time is a problem for every grade and every age, basically. We're encouraging kids right now to take time away from the screen. So go for a walk with your family. Make a recipe that maybe mom put in a book somewhere that not you found again. Try something that with the family that doesn't involve screens. So coloring is a great way to relieve stress for any age. It doesn't matter what your age is. Also drawing, any art activity like that. And then we really encourage journaling for kids. So if they have a hard time being able to express what they're feeling, they can draw it out, they can write it out. And then families can kind of understand what's going on based on what the image is or what they're writing down. It's good for parents as well. If they're feeling overwhelmed, grab a journal, write it down. You can reflect on it later and see what's going on. So
it is very therapeutic. You know, I like to say, write it, read it, speak it. You know, if there's something you're feeling, instead of letting it live in your head, let it live on the page and write it, read it, and speak it either out loud or tell someone. But I think that's a good process. I like the idea of coloring or art, just something creative where you're moving outside of the screen. Any other wellness tips you can provide us, like self-talk or mindfulness? We mentioned gratitude is another one.
Yeah, gratitude. Exercise is huge. I definitely encourage families to exercise with their kids. I know we have e-classes that we're offering kids, and they can be behind the screen, but you can do exercise outside without a screen. And eating very well. So making sure that you're eating 3 meals a day and it's a balanced diet. We do provide lunches here for kids. And breakfast as well. They can pick them up on Mondays, I believe between 11 and noon. And we also have an after school, like 5:30 to 7, families can get extra help with school if they need it. And that's through the Puyallup School District. So if they're struggling, their kids are struggling academically, they can reach out and ask for help. We're happy to connect them back. But just make sure that they understand that we're a community here. Meeker is a family. we're concerned about all of our people, and we want to make sure everybody feels safe and welcome to connect back to us if they need our help.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. You know, having the resources and the people that are making it, you know, open. If you have concerns, issues, we have projects and processes and programs to, in place to help during this unique time. And I'm, you know, trying to remind myself, this is a season. This is not going to last forever. So we can kind of just get through several months. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. So having, I think hope is a really, really, really powerful skill to know that there's something good is going to come. We can do difficult things. I can do challenging things. So I think just having some healthy habits for our emotions. I think if you can sleep, fuel, move, and think well, and have some structure on your daily routine, kind of in those areas, what time you're going to bed, what time you're waking up, the fuel you're putting in to hydrate, and hopefully eating healthy foods, moving well, exercising, and thinking well in terms of, you know, gratitude and the power of service. And maybe the last thing, staying engaged with other people. We can't see our friends like we used to see our friends. We can't be physically together in the classroom and at recess. So any tips there?
So I offer a lunch group with my students twice a week, so they can have lunch with me and other teachers if they'd like. I also do check-ins with kids, but I also just always encourage kids to go outside. I'm sure there's a neighborhood kid that's bored too. Put a mask on, go outside, play with your friends, and connect with your friends over. They play different games on different platforms. So, you know, Minecraft, Fortnite, all those type of games. Connect with them on there if you need to. Be safe, but connect with them on there if you need to. And then reach out, ask your teachers for help. If you're a new student to Meeker, there's plenty of us that can help you connect with friends and make friends. And just make sure that you, when you're struggling, you ask for help. For families, it's really important to have a structure and expectations and a schedule for kids. Kids can be part of the schedule making, but make sure that kids know what time they need to be in class, what time homework is, etc. It's easier for them to transition back if they have a schedule already in place. So lunchtime, you know, dinner time is at this time. We're not going to eat snacks all day long. You can have snacks at, you know, designated time, but, you know, it's the same thing as raising a dog. Pretty much dogs know when they are eating. Kids should know when they're eating too.
That routine is so important. Having it written out and doing it, you know, at the same time. So the kids, hey, this is, we're on autopilot. I know what to expect. Last question. Again, this series is called Mindset Matters. We're trying to make mental health and wellness normal, like a daily routine, daily practice where we're having these conversations. We're getting, we're learning new ways to make wellness matter and normal. So if you had a megaphone, a microphone in front of the Puyallup School District, you know, the opportunity to give them one message about mental health, mental wellness, why mindset matters. What is that?
I would say ask for help if you need it. Reach out to people that you love or that you feel supported by. Reach out to your school community. We're here for you. We care about your kids and we care about our families. And we're worried about all of you. So we would love to connect and make sure everybody feels safe and supported and loved. And also just make sure that when you're taking care of yourself. So whatever that looks like for everybody in the world, but make sure you're eating and sleeping and working out, getting in time for yourself, because parents can't be good parents if they're not taking care of themselves first. So feel safe. Make sure you feel safe in your home. And if not, call us. We'll help you out.
Those are great reminders. I love it. Well, we end every episode, podcast, video with this concept. The body has limits, but the mind is limitless. So thank you for those great words of wisdom.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.